You're listening to Greater LA. It's KCRW's show that connects you to the people and places of Southern California. I'm Steve Chiotakis. This weekend, a lot of folks finally got a chance to do one of the most LA activities you can think of, hiking the trails at Griffith Park. Last week, Governor Gavin Newsom opened up hiking trails and some non-essential businesses, the first step in an incremental, ever so slow rollback of the stay-at-home orders in California. That's good news for Cece Rodriguez, who's been running the trails around Griffith Park for years. She jumped at the chance to get back to her routine.
Just to be back here, you miss it. You know, you need to be around nature, to touch it, to feel it, you know, in any way, just to connect spiritually, emotionally. I think it's a little bit sane to keep that sanity in our lives right now, because once you get home and they say don't go out anymore, it's just kind of like a little depressing. So just to be out and about a little bit, I think you feel like, again, like everything's back to normal and everybody's okay.
Of course, not surprising that most of those who went out said things seemed back to normal. But that sentiment comes despite the fact that Los Angeles saw its highest spike in newly reported coronavirus cases last week. KCRW's Jerome Campbell talked to a few folks taking advantage of the modest reopening over the weekend, and he's here right now. Hi, Jerome.
Hey, Steve.
People have been going stir-crazy for a long while now. You just can't wait to leave your home to do more normal things, even if it is just for, say, going for a hike like Cece. What's the mood like out there?
Well, people are generally in pretty good moods. They're excited to get outside for the first time in a while. And frankly, they just don't want to feel defeated by the virus and want to get back to their everyday lives. Ladera Heights residents Crystal Jennings was out with her boyfriend on the trails this weekend, and she said she wasn't afraid of going out for the first time in months.
No fear at all. We've been good so far, you know? Just keep your mask on, keep your hands sanitized, 6 feet away, you do okay.
Did you see the guidelines being abided by, Jerome? I mean, the people keep your distance, 6 feet distance, wearing masks, things like that. People taking those precautions?
For the most part, yes. When people were seeing each other on the street or on the trails, they would get out of the way and try to get on the opposite side. And especially when they saw kids, they would make sure to give them a huge berth. And in general, the trails were not packed. Out near the Santa Monica Mountains, I met Annabeth Johnson, and she's a student who's home on break from university. She and her friends wore masks while hiking, and she said, although the masks were not ideal, it's part of her responsibility to other people out with her.
I believe that a life outdoors is a life well lived, and the outdoors is healing. And I believe that everyone should enjoy the outdoors as much as they possibly can.
And truthfully, Steve, there's a lot of people out there who were on the trails who didn't want people knowing that they were outside. A lot of the people I stopped to talk to were more than happy to talk to me until I told them that I needed their name. They said that they felt it was fine to be out, but they don't want their friends or family knowing that they're leaving the house for recreation. For some, it's still a bit taboo.
What other places opened up, Jerome? We know the trails, some beaches, especially north and south of LA County, have opened up. What about other places?
As part of what Governor Newsom called his phase two of a four-phase plan for reopening some non-essential businesses, phase one being what we've all been living through for the last several weeks, staying at home and working on flattening the curve. Now in phase two, businesses such as clothing retailers, as well as some bookstores and sporting goods stores, opened up. Many of those businesses didn't allow customers to come in, but they allowed curbside pickups for orders. But there's still some stores that chose not to open due to concerns about health and that maybe not enough people would come by to make opening even worth it. And even more, there's still some other business owners that I talked to who just had no idea what their plan was going to be like, how to open safely, and what customers were going to be looking for this weekend.
It was Mother's Day over the weekend, Jerome, so I can imagine there were a lot of flowers for sale. How did those businesses fare?
Well, ahead of this weekend, I reached out to some flower shops who did not plan on opening their doors this weekend and instead relied more on contactless delivery or curbside pickup. But there were loads of vendors selling flowers along the street throughout the city, and people were more than willing to stop and buy flowers. Amaret Brooms owns a clothing store called Queen in the Mid-Wilshire area. But this weekend, she made it a flower pop-up store. She opened Saturday morning around 10 and was sold out before 3.
I started putting feelers out about a week ago, and then about 3 or 4 days ago, I said, yes, I'm doing it. And then I kind of did it based on the amount of customer support that I was, feedback that I was getting online. So I knew there was at least some interest. And then I got a bunch of people that just Venmo'd me right away and to secure their bouquets. So I knew, you know, it was going to be worth it. But yeah, it was fun. I've never done anything like this before. I'm not a florist. So it's been a learning experience.
And she adds that as the state continues to open up in stages, that she'll be looking to pivot to meet the needs of people. She's also selling masks made by a dressmaker friend and also other fashionable safety equipment like bejeweled goggles.
We're going to hear from some bona fide florists in just a moment, Jerome. But yeah, you see that entrepreneurial spirit all around. What's next in reopening the state? I mean, what's the next step?
The county is working on their own reopening plan, and their first consideration is opening up the beaches on Wednesday. And in about a month, Newsom is looking to open up more of the state in phase 3 of his plan. And at that point, nail salons and gyms could be open, and perhaps the thing that everybody is probably most excited for, hair salons and barbershops will be open too. So your next fresh cut could be on the horizon pretty soon.
Oh, but it's not soon enough, Jerome. KCRW's Jerome Campbell reporting for us. Jerome, thank you.
Thanks, Steve.
Introducing the KCRW donation car, designed to be recycled. This first-of-its-kind vehicle will save you time, space, and hassle by disappearing. Enjoy the luxury and comfort of turning your underused car into a donation worth hundreds, even thousands of dollars. The KCRW donation car, already in your garage, driveway, or on cinder blocks outside your house. Act now at kcrw.com/cars.
Well, as Jerome just reported, some businesses are now allowed to open up with curbside pickup. Bookstores, toy stores, florists. And that meant it was back to business for some local shops. I wonder how it went. Heather Hamilton owns the Acorn Store, which is a toy store in Santa Monica. Hi, Heather.
Hi, Steve.
Thanks for joining us. Sona Akopian is owner of the flower shop called Garden of Kisses in the San Fernando Valley in Sherman Oaks. Hi, Sona.
Hi. How are you?
I'm all right. I want to start with you, Sona, because it was Mother's Day. Huge day for florists.
Very big day, yes.
Yes, big day. We heard from a businesswoman a few moments ago who switched to flower sales to take advantage of the holiday. How are your sales?
It was very good. Very busy weekend.
Did you have people coming into your store, or were they just coming to pick up from the parking lot?
No, they just coming to pick up. It was curbside pickup. It was hard, but we did it that way, yeah.
When you heard about this reopening, this tiny reopening, and that it would include flower shops, what did you think? Were you excited?
Very excited, yes. But the problem was they opened it last minute. That was very hard to get flowers. And Mother's Day, it's a very busy weekend for us. And it was just hard to turn people away because it was last minute and I didn't have that much flour.
Have you been able to restock since then, or do you have more flowers coming in now?
Not today. Tomorrow I will receive more flowers.
Heather, I want to talk to you about this as well, because before Friday, things were still pretty much shut down. Were you all at the Acorn Store receiving and fulfilling orders up until last week? How was it going there?
We were. We were offering the option of pickup, delivery, or shipping, and which some of those options we were already exercising before any of this happened. So it was kind of a continuation there.
And what was Friday like for you, the first day that you were able to do curbside pickup there?
So for us, we definitely had an uptick in calls and orders. So we had a little bit of a uptick in business, which we had already, even on Thursday, we saw a slight change in our sales.
Do you have a staff right now working with you to try and figure this all out? Or, I mean, how... You've been doing special orders and things like that up to now, is what you said. But, you know, I mean, how has it been going for you?
Yeah, great question. So when this all started from the get-go, what I did was our junior staff, I sent them home with a box of files and things to work on remotely. And then myself and one other senior staff member basically just circulated. So I would be in one day, and then the other senior person would come in the other day. And we just, ships in the night, working to kind of hold things together there for several weeks.
Are you able to do that? I mean, how has your business been doing? Obviously, everybody's been hurting.
Yeah, so absolutely. To be fair, over the last couple months, our sales are down 50%, which is significant. And the other piece of it, too, is that we're working much harder for the sales that we do get, right? So, but I kind of just took the, I think all of us as business owners have to kind of just look. And I just said, you know what? We're just going to hold on. I'm going to keep everybody on the payroll, and we're going to do what we can and see how we go, I feel pretty upbeat. I think we're going to get through this.
Sona, I'm going to ask you the same question. Tell us what it was like opening up on Friday. You said it was very spontaneous, you felt. You didn't have enough time to get the inventory in, to get the flowers to your customers. Did you feel like maybe, you needed some time to get that inventory up and running?
Usually, yeah, we're starting to get flowers like 1 week before the holidays, which is one of the second biggest holiday was Mother's Day. But this time we didn't have that much time. It was very hard to get like flowers because wholesalers, they couldn't get it because lots of flowers, it's coming from outside of the United States. But I had lots of orders, like it was maybe 100, 150 orders I filled up. So lots of customer was very happy. But I turned off some people too. I was feeling so bad, but I didn't have any choice to do so. But it's good. My customers, everybody, it's understand that.
Speaking of your customers, how did you notify them that you were going to be open?
Because before Friday, I was keep receiving emails, Instagram message, text, then calling me because the phone was transferred to my cell phone. Are you going to open on Mother's Day? Are you going to open on Mother's Day? I said, I don't know. We don't know any idea. When we go, are they going to let us to open or no? Then I noticed them by how they sent me message, email, whoever I know. So I called them, I let them know, and they've been very happy.
There's the old saying, Sona, June bride. A lot of weddings in June. I suspect some have been postponed, but I'm sure some people are still getting married too. Do you expect business to continue as it's going?
Yeah. I think, I'm sure they will get married, but not maybe big party like they doing before. So my customers, I think they will call me and again make orders or pick up something. Yeah, we do deliveries and pickups. Yeah.
You think your business will be okay?
I hope. It will take time. It will take time.
What about you, Heather? What are you hearing from your customers? Are they happy that you decided to open back up? I'm sure they are.
Yeah, it's, all around, it's been pretty positive. I think, when you talk to a parent that has a son or daughter that's turning 7 years old and they want to do something special, they've been able to come here. And in the sense of, when I say come here, tell me I have a daughter that's interested in this. And then what we will do is we either text a series of images to them or allow them to do FaceTime with us. And then they prepare the gift for their child.
What about going forward, Heather, when your business is allowed to fully reopen, when people can come into the store? How are you going to handle that?
Yeah, great question. So I feel like right now we've got this capability now with the curbside and with delivering to homes. I foresee for my particular business, when we feel comfortable, we will likely start very slowly, letting one to two customers in at a time, possibly requesting an appointment. And then kind of as we kind of progress through this and my staff and everyone around us is comfortable, then I think we'll ease into a new pattern. And we're just going to have to wait and see how it progresses.
I think that's how most of us are dealing with this whole situation, is sort of the wait and see, and to try and do the best we can under the situations. But I want to thank you both. Sona Akopian, owner of the Garden of Kisses Flower Shop in Sherman Oaks. Sona, thank you for joining us.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
And Heather Hamilton, who owns the Acorn Store Toy Shop in Santa Monica. Heather, thank you.
Okay. Thanks, Steve. It's a pleasure to talk to you.
Me too, Steve. Thank you.
Sona, I'll look you up and order some flowers, okay?
Me too. When I come on Santa Monica, I will visit you.
Okay. All right. Okay. Take care, guys.
Onward now with Greater LA on KCRW. I'm Steve Chiatakis. Let's open the orange curtain. Well, some OC businesses are taking baby steps toward reopening under California's strict guidelines, in addition to beaches and hiking trails, which mostly have been closed for weeks. But COVID-19 shows no signs of letting up in Orange County, with new deaths reported in nursing homes and care facilities. Gustavo Arellano joins us now, as he does every Monday, with KCRW's Orange County Line. Hey, Gustavo.
Hola, Steve.
So after weeks of back and forth, OC did get the green light to reopen those beaches. We've been talking about it week in, week out, for active recreation, swimming, surfing, playing sports. No sitting around, no towels on the beach, right? How did it go?
I did not think this was going to happen, but I went to the beach this past weekend. I was on the Balboa Peninsula. I had to go do a delivery for my wife's restaurant. And no one was wearing masks. I must have been the only person wearing masks. The parking lots for the beaches were packed, but there didn't seem to be that many people. But what I did see, there was some social distancing. On the other hand, I saw a group of teenagers playing a rugby game right there on the beach.
Now that's over there near Newport Beach. What about stores? Did you have some curbside pickups as far as those businesses that have started to reopen a little bit?
I did see more boutiques open. I saw long lines, especially at restaurants. You know, it was Mother's Day weekend. I saw open signs for the boutiques, but not that much business. Also in downtown Santa Ana, you have a lot of clothing stores, boutiques. Some of them were open, some of them were not open. Although there was a surreal moment of all these people waiting outside a restaurant, but waiting in their cars, counting down the minutes until the restaurant opened. I don't know if it was a Mother's Day special or whatnot. So definitely people are out and about much more in Orange County than they have in the past couple of weeks. And finally, for the first time in, geez, a month and a half, I ran into a traffic jam on the 55.
I know a lot of these places, like everywhere else, Gustavo, the hours are different, right? Which hours the places can be open. And we mentioned curbside pickup for a lot of these retail establishments. That's the same in OC, right?
It's supposed to be, but I'm not seeing it. There was a flower shop. Flower shops, those were completely packed, obviously, because of Mother's Day. But then it's interesting. There's barber shops that I saw that are, you know, they're not supposed to be open per the state of California. Here in the county of Orange, there's been barber shops in Laguna Hills and other cities that have opened like defiantly. And then there's other barber shops that I saw, which shall remain nameless, but they put up like trash bags in front of the store on their storefront so you couldn't see inside. But it's like, come on, why else are you doing it? You're not doing any construction, man.
For businesses to go beyond that, Governor Newsom says they're going to have to reach certain benchmarks, right? We're talking without the limitations that we're seeing right now. They're going to have to hit these benchmarks with transmission and testing. How realistic do you think that is?
It's completely unrealistic. I mean, in the sense of businesses paying attention to those mandates and not opening. Orange County in the past week, it's had about three of its highest testing days for COVID-19. In other words, these are the days, just on Sunday, they got 122 new cases. And this is not stopping. We haven't flattened any curve out here in Orange County yet. Especially the Board of Supervisors, they're insisting, no, we should be opening up. If Newsom was paying as much attention to the rest of Orange County as he was to the beaches, he'd see the problems nowhere near solved in Orange County. Yet businesses are going to open because in their mind, hey, the coronavirus never really came to Orange County in the first place.
Well, and the economy obviously is very important. It's understandable people want to open. This is their livelihood that they're talking about. I know cities like Santa Monica are facing huge budget shortfalls because of dips in tourism. People aren't coming to the beaches as much, or they're afraid to get out into public. So what about Orange County cities? Are they facing a similar crisis as well?
It depends what city it is. I mean, all of them are going to face massive drops in revenue because there hasn't been any sales tax in the past 2 months. Of course, you're not going to get that revenue. But say a city like Rancho Santa Margarita, so more of a suburban town out in the inland Orange County and South Orange County, where the jobs there are not so much dependent on manufacturing or even tourism, they're not going to get as big of a hit as, say, even Newport Beach. As wealthy as it is, a lot of that money does come from people going to the beach, people going to the hotels. With that gone for the past 2 months, and then their peak tourism season just coming up right now, they're going to be devastated. City like Anaheim, which is, it's a poor city, but one that's completely predicated on tourism, Disneyland, the Ducks, the Angels, the convention center.
Let's move from Anaheim and the rest of Orange County to Santa Ana. The county seats, the councilwoman there, Cecilia Iglesias, is facing a potential recall later this month. This is in part due to her opposing a raise for police officers. Is that right?
So Cecilia Iglesias, immigrant woman, only Republican in the city council, but seems to have no real fans except the Republican Party of Orange County. She has not made any friends by trashing, literally like making fun of high schools in the city, by expressing support for some of Donald Trump's policies. But what finally seemed to be crossing the line was when she voted no against a measure that ultimately passed in the city of the Santa Ana City Council to increase the police budget by $25 million, basically gave them a raise. The police union in Santa Ana, super powerful. They spent $300,000 to try to put her a recall. Her and another councilman who opposed it, Juan Villegas, who is a sheriff's deputy. Villegas' recall didn't happen. Cecilia's is going to happen on May 19th, and it's going to cost the city of Santa Ana, which is so poor, it's going to cost them $700,000 to do this recall vote.
Does COVID-19 and the crisis have any impact on this recall as far as voting goes?
Everything goes with COVID-19 right now. What's interesting is that Governor Newsom, he mandated that this be only vote by mail. So it depends on whether Cecilia's proponents or opponents are able to rally the vote on this issue via vote by mail. Historically, vote by mail in California has favored the wealthier voters, but also Democrats have been really good at this for the past couple of years. I just don't see Cecilia winning just because, again, she really has no friends. She has not made any friends, basically, and she has instead made a lot of enemies.
Well, it's a story that we're going to keep watching here. Gustavo Arellano, who writes for the LA Times and every Monday, is here with KCRW's Orange County Line. Gustavo, thanks.
Gracias.